All right. Well, this, of course, is when I say the words that you've come to expect. That is, turn with me, if you will, to the place where this week's Torah portion begins. It is chapter 6 of the book of Leviticus, or Vayikra. And this one says, in the first verse there, and Yahuwah spoke unto Moshe, and he said, Zav. So, sounds like the first unique word. Portion is therefore called Zav, and that means command. So, command Aaron, or command, actually, it's et, right? Aleph Tav, the pointer. Command who? Command Aaron. The benai of Aaron, his sons, and say to them, this is the Torah, the instruction, concerning the olah, which is the burnt offering. It is that which goes up on its firewood upon the altar all night unto the morning. So the definition of an olah is an offering that goes up. It's burned and smoke goes up, so it goes up. And the fire of the altar shall be kept burning thereby. So this is how the fire is kept burning. The Kohen, it says, shall put on his linen garment, his breeches, he puts on his flesh, takes up the ashes where the fire has consumed the burnt offering on the altar. He puts them beside the altar. Then he puts off his garments, puts on other garments, carries the ashes outside the camp to a clean place. And it says, this must be important because it gets repeated. The fire upon the altar shall be kept burning thereby. It shall not go out. And the Kohen, the priest, shall kindle wood on it every morning. He shall lay the burnt offering in order upon it, and shall make smoke thereon the fat of the shalamim. Right? We recognize the shalom root word, so shalamim, plural, peace offerings. Fire, it says, shall be kept burning upon the altar continually. Here it is again. It shall not go out. And it says again. Now notice, the English usually says this is the law. It is the instruction. This is the Torah of the meal offering, which is called the mincha. The sons of Aaron shall offer it before Yahuwah in front of the altar. He takes up therefrom his handful of the fine flour of the meal offering, of the oil, the frankincense, which is on the meal offering, and he makes a memorial part of it, smoke, upon the altar for a sweet savor unto Yahuwah. That which is left thereof, Aaron and his sons shall eat it. It shall be eaten unleavened, without leaven. Remember, leaven is chametz in the Hebrew here, and that word means literally the kind of leaven that is living. It's yeast. In a set-apart place, in the tent of the court of meeting is where they shall eat it. It's not to be baked with leaven. Again, chametz. I have given it as their portion of my offerings made by fire. It is most set apart. And guess what? That's kadosh kedoshim, most holy. As is the sin offering, and as the guilt offering. Every male among the children of Aaron may eat of it, as a due forever throughout your generations, from the offerings of Yahuwah made by fire. Whatsoever touches them shall be set apart. So there, we're going to see that's a consistent pattern with a lot of these offerings. They are to be set apart. Yahuwah then spoke to Moshe, and he said, this is the offering of Aaron and his sons, which they shall offer unto Yahuwah in the day when he is anointed. The tenth part of an ephah of fine flour for a meal offering perpetually, half in the morning, half in the evening. On a griddle it shall be made with oil. When it's soaked, you shall bring it in. In broken pieces you offer the meal offering for a sweet savor unto Yahuwah. And it says here, the anointed priest, the anointed Kohen, shall be, that shall be his stead from among his sons. So the anointed priest now, and any that follow in his stead or in his place later, from among his sons, they offer it. It is a due forever. It is holy, made to smoke unto Yahuwah. And every meal offering of the priest shall be holy, made to smoke. In other words, you don't eat it, it's all smoked. Yahuwah then spoke to Moshe, and he said, speak unto Aaron and his sons, and say this, here, this is the Torah of the chatat, the sin offering. In the place where the burnt offering is killed, the sin offering shall be killed before Yahuwah. It is also kadosh kedoshim, most holy. The Kohen that offers this for sin, he is the one that shall eat it. In a holy place, a set-apart place, it shall be eaten, the court of the tent of meeting. Whoever shall touch the flesh of this shall be holy. And when the blood is sprinkled upon any garment, you wash that garment whereon it was sprinkled in a set-apart place. Now, this is interesting. Sounds like an expensive washing issue if we're not careful. An earthen vessel. If you wash it in an earthen vessel and it's sodden in that, well, then it's to be broken. And if it's sodden in a brazen vessel, it shall be scoured and then rinsed in water. So the brazen vessel can be salvaged. The earthen vessel literally is to be broken. Every male among the Kohanim may eat of it. It is Kadosh, Kedoshim. And furthermore, no chatat or sin offering, whereof any of the blood is brought into the tent of meeting to make atonement in the holy place, shall be eaten. All of it shall be burned with fire. All right, the next chapter, this is the chapter designation, chapter 7, says, here now, the Torah of the guilt offering. It too is most holy, Kadosh Kedoshim. In the place where they kill the burnt offering, they shall kill the guilt offering. The blood thereof shall be dashed against the altar round about, and he shall offer of it all of the fat on it. The fat tail, the fat that covers the innards, the two kidneys, the fat that's on them, which is by the loins, the lobe above the liver, which he shall take away by the kidneys. And the Kohen shall make them smoke upon an altar for an offering made by fire unto Yahuwah. It is a guilt offering. So asham is the word for that, a guilt offering. Every male among the Kohanim can eat that. It shall be eaten, though, in a set-apart place. It is Kadosh Kedoshim. As is the Katat, so is the Asham. There's just one Torah for them. Now, there's one instruction applies to both. The Kohen that makes atonement therewith, he is the one that shall have it. And the priest that offers any man's burnt offering, even that priest shall have to himself the skin of the burnt offering which he's offered. And every meal offering that's baked in the oven, and all the that are dressed in the stewing pan or on the griddle, those also shall belong or shall be the priest's that offers it. Every meal offering, mincha, mingled with oil or dry, all the sons of Aaron shall have, one as well as another. So they share those. And it says this is, again, the Torah, actually it's Torot, of the sacrifice of Shalamim. So it's the Zebak, there is the word, the sacrifice, Shalamim peace offerings, which one may offer unto Yahuwah. If it's offered for thanksgiving, well, then he shall offer with the sacrifice of thanksgiving unleavened cakes mingled with oil, unleavened wafers spread with oil, and cakes mingled with oil, fine flour soaked. With cakes of leavened bread, he shall present his offering for the sacrifice of Shalamim for thanksgiving, and of it he shall present one out of each offering for a gift unto Yahuwah. That is the priest, the one that dashes the blood of the peace offerings against the altar. And the flesh of the sacrifice of his Shalamim for thanksgiving shall be eaten on the same day of his offering. He shall not leave any of it until morning. Now, the sacrifice of his offering, if it's a vow or a free will offering, it is to be also eaten on the day that he offers his sacrifice, and on the morning, that which remains of it may be eaten. So here's a bit of a difference. That one can be eaten in the morning as opposed to the peace offerings, of which none is left. But that which remains of the flesh of the sacrifice on the third day now shall be burned with fire. If any of the flesh of the sacrifice of Shalamim is at all eaten on the third day, it is not acceptable, nor shall it be imputed to him that offered. In other words, he blew it if he left some and tried to eat it on the third day. It is an abhorred thing, and the soul that eats of it shall bear his own torahlessness, iniquity. And the flesh that touches any unclean thing, that shall not be eaten. It is to be burned with fire. And as for the flesh, everyone that is clean may eat of that. But the soul that eats of the flesh of the sacrifice of Shalamim, things that pertain to Yahuwah, having his uncleanness on him. In other words, if someone eats and they're not in a right state, a clean state, that soul, that nefesh, shall be cut off from his people. And when anyone tries to touch or touches any unclean thing, whether it's the uncleanness of man or an unclean beast like a pig or any unclean detestable thing, and eats of the flesh of the sacrifice of Shalamim, which pertain unto Yahuwah, that soul shall be cut off from his people. So there are some things to be concerned about here if you're a Kohen, it sounds like, that would have access to these that you need to be careful about. Yehuda then spoke to Moshe, and he said, "Speak unto the B'nai Israel, and say to them, you shall eat no fat, not of ox, nor sheep, nor goat. And the fat of that which dies of itself, what I joke about sometimes calling roadkill, the fat of that which is torn of beasts, that may be used for any other service, but you shall in no way eat of it." So, I guess the main use that occurs to me for making use of fat from roadkill might be making soap or something like that, I guess, but you could probably use it for other things. But if you can't eat of it, it's not as much good. There are no doubt some things you could probably do with it, though, and I guess whatever those are, that would be okay. Whosoever, though, eats the fat of that beast, of which men present an offering made by fire unto Yahuwah, so the goat, the sheep, or the ox, that soul that eats it shall be cut off from his people. And you shall eat no manner of blood. Now, this is a prohibition we've seen and will continue to see. Don't eat blood, period. Whether it's a fowl or a beast in any of your dwellings. Whoever eats that, any blood, that soul shall be cut off from his people. Yahuwah then spoke to Moshe, and he said, speak unto the B'nai Israel, and say the following. Now, let me pause, because if you notice, up until now, these commands, and it starts out this way, command Zav, Aaron and his sons. So what we've seen, and if this sounds familiar, it should, because a lot of it sounds a bit like an overlap with what we saw last week as far as the Shalamim and the Olah and the various kinds of offerings. So there's some repetition here. But the difference, and this is what the sages point out, Moshe here is addressing specifically Aaron and his sons, the Kohanim. And he is giving more detail than we saw the first time around. And obviously because they're going to be dealing directly with it, it's important that they understand it. So now it says in verse 28, Yahuwah spoke to Moshe, and he said, speak unto, this time, the B'nai Israel, and say the following. He that offers his sacrifice of Shalamim unto Yahuwah shall bring his offering unto Yahuwah out of his sacrifice of peace offerings. His own hands will bring the offering of Yahuwah made by fire. The fat with the beast, with the breast shall he bring, that the breast may be waved for a wave offering before Yahuwah. Now, the breast is going to be waved, and then something else is going to happen to it. The priest shall make the fat smoke upon the altar, but the breast, that part that was waved, belongs to Aaron and his sons. In other words, they are to eat that. The right thigh you shall give unto the priest for a heave offering out of your sacrifices of Shalamim. And among the sons of Aaron, he that offers the blood of the Shalamim and the fat shall have the right thigh as his due, as his portion. For the breast of waving and the thigh of heaving have I taken of the B'nai Israel out of their sacrifices of Shalamim, and I've given them unto Aaron the Kohen and unto his sons as a due forever from the B'nai Israel. So this is one of those hereditary things going to pass down to the other Kohenim after Aaron and his sons have passed on, and they're going to have the breast of waving and the thigh of heaving as their due. This is the consecrated portion of Aaron and the consecrated portion of his sons out of the offerings of Yahuwah made by fire in the day when they were presented to minister unto Yahuwah in the office of Kohen, which Yahuwah commanded to be given them of the B'nai Israel in the day that they were anointed. It is, it says, a due forever throughout their generations. Now we get the summary here in the last couple verses of the chapter, and then we're going to change gears just a bit. This, it says, is the Torah, the instruction concerning the burnt offering, the meal offering, the sin offering, the guilt offering, and the consecration offering, and of the sacrifice of Shalamim, which Yahuwah commanded Moshe in Mount Sinai, Har Sinai, in the day that he commanded the B'nai Israel to present those offerings unto Yahuwah, Bay Midbar, in the wilderness of Sinai, or Sinai. Now, chapter 8 is where Yahuwah then spoke to Moshe, and he said, take Aaron and his sons with him. Take the garments, the anointing oil, the bowl of the sin offering, the two rams, the basket of unleavened bread, and assemble all, Kol Ha-Edah, all of the congregation at the door of the tent of meeting. So get them all together. We're going to have a consecration time. So Moshe did as Yahuwah commanded. The congregation was assembled at the door of the tent of meeting, and Moshe said to all of them, the congregation, this is the thing which Yahuwah has commanded. There's that root word again, Zav, the name of the portion, to be done. And Moshe brought Aaron and his sons, and he washed them with water. So we're going to see what's going to happen to them during the time of their anointing, literally. Or actually, it's Aaron's anointing and their consecration. There's a slight difference. We'll see that. He put on him the tunic, girded him with the girdle, clothed him with the robe, put the ephod on him, the skillfully woven band of the ephod, and he bound it unto him with that. He placed the breastplate upon him, and in the breastplate he put the Urim v'Tumim. These are the special, I would say, communicator devices that are used literally to communicate with Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh. He set the mitre upon his head, and on that mitre in front he set the golden plate, the holy crown, as Yahuwah commanded Moshe. And Moshe took the anointing oil, and he anointed the tabernacle, the Mishkan, in other words, everything that was in that, and he sanctified them. So he does that. Then he sprinkled thereof upon the altar 7 times. And he anointed the altar and all of its various vessels and the laver and its base to set them apart, sanctify them. Then he poured that anointing oil upon Aaron's head and anointed him to sanctify him. So understand, this is a word that is confusing to folks. He is now Mashiach. It's not in the sense that we often think of it, but it is literally a word that means he's anointed. He has just been anointed. He has had oil poured upon him by Moshe, and he is HaMashiach Kohen. He is the Kohen that is the anointed one. And Moshe then brought Aaron's sons, and he clothed them with tunics, girded them with girdles, bound head tires upon them, as Yahuwah commanded Moshe. And now notice what we're not going to see. They don't get the oil poured on them. They are not the anointed Kohanim. Aaron is. The bull of the sin offering was brought next. Aaron and his sons, remember, they are to put their hands on the head. They laid their hands upon the head of the bull of the chatat, the sin offering, and knew when it was slain. Moshe took the blood. He put it upon the horns of the altar round about with his finger. Then he purified the altar and poured out the remaining blood at the base of the altar to sanctify it and make atonement for it. Then he took all of the fat, and we've seen this verbiage before, upon the innards, the lobe of the liver, the 2 kidneys, and their fat, and Moshe made it smoke upon the altar. But the bull, and its skin, and its flesh, and its dung, all of them were burned outside the camp with fire, again, as Yahuwah commanded Moshe. Then the ram of the burnt offering was presented. Aaron and his sons laid their hands upon the head of the ram, and when it was killed, this time it says, Moshe dashed the blood against the altar round about. So this is the ram's blood. The ram was then cut into pieces. Moshe made the head and the pieces and the suet smoke. When the innards and the legs were washed with water, he made the whole of the ram smoke upon the altar. It was a burnt offering for a sweet savor. It was an offering made by fire unto Yahuwah, as, in fact, Yahuwah commanded Moshe. And the other ram was presented, the ram of consecration, and Aaron and his sons laid their hands upon the head of that ram. And when it was slain, Moshe took the blood of that one. He put it in these 3 places. We're going to see this pattern as well. On the tip of Aaron's right ear, on his earlobe, in other words, upon the thumb of his right hand, and the big toe, the great toe, of his right foot. So, earlobe, right thumb, right big toe. Aaron's sons were then brought, and Moshe put the blood upon, same 3 places, tip of the right ear, the thumb of the right hand, and the big toe of their right foot, and Moshe dashed the blood against the altar round about. Then he took the fat, and the fat tail, and the fat that's upon the innards, the lobe of the liver, the 2 kidneys, their fat, and the right thigh. And out of the basket of unleavened bread that was before Yahuwah, he took 1 unleavened cake, 1 cake of oiled bread, and 1 wafer, and he placed them on the fat and upon the right thigh. Then he put the whole thing in Aaron's hands and upon the hands of his sons. So they got their hands out. You can kind of picture that. And he lays all of this stuff on them and waved them for a wave offering before Yahuwah. Moshe took them from off their hands and made them smoke on the altar, upon the altar of burnt offering. They were a consecration offering for a sweet savor. It was an offering made by fire unto Yahuwah. Then Moshe took the breast. He waved it for a wave offering before Yahuwah. This was Moses' portion of the ram of consecration, as Yahuwah commanded Moshe. Then he took the anointing oil and of the blood which was upon the altar, and sprinkled it upon Aaron and upon his garments and upon his sons and his sons' garments with him. And he sanctified Aaron and his garments and his sons' garments with him. So he took all of that anointing oil and the blood that was on the altar and sprinkled them on Aaron and his sons. Then Moshe said to Aaron and his sons, boil the flesh at the door of the tent of meeting and eat it there, and the bread that's in this basket of consecration, as I commanded, saying, Aaron and his sons shall eat it. So that's what's going to happen. That which remains of the flesh and of the bread you shall burn with fire. And you are not to go out of the door or from the door, in other words, stay inside, for 7 days in this tent of meeting, till the days of your consecration are fulfilled, for he shall consecrate you for 7 days. As has been done this day, so Yahuwah has commanded to do, to make atonement for you. And at the door of the tent of meeting you shall abide day and night, 7 days. and keep the charge of Yahuwah. Now, this is part of the reason why we know this is serious, so that you don't die, because I am so commanded. So guess what? Says Aaron and his sons did all the things which Yahuwah commanded by the hand of Moses. And with that, the Torah portion ends. So lots of, again, information, a lot of detail. And this time, for the most part, it's things that are specific to Aaron. And the portion ends with the literal consecration of Aaron and his sons and the anointing of Aaron himself with oil.